Hi friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so excited you're here with me again. Last time, we learned how God created Adam and Eve and gave them a beautiful home in the Garden of Eden. But today, we're going to hear what happens next, a story about choices, a sneaky serpent, and what it means to obey God. Today's story is from Genesis chapter 3. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Adam and Eve had a wonderful life in the Garden of Eden. They had everything they needed, delicious fruit to eat, animals to enjoy, and God to walk and talk with every day. But there was one rule God gave them. You can eat fruit from any tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from that tree, you will surely die. One day, while Eve was walking through the garden, something unusual happened. A serpent, yes, a snake, spoke to her. This was no ordinary snake. It was very sneaky. The serpent said to Eve, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Eve replied, "We can eat from the trees in the garden. But God said we must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or we will die." The serpent smiled slyly. "You won't die," it said. God knows that if you eat from that tree, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like him, knowing good and evil. Eve looked at the tree. The fruit looked so delicious and shiny. She thought, if it will make me wise like God, maybe it's worth it. So she reached out, picked a fruit, and took a bite. Then she handed it to Adam, and he ate it too. Right away, something changed. Adam and Eve suddenly felt ashamed. They realized they were naked. They quickly made clothes out of fig leaves to cover themselves. Later, they heard God walking in the garden. Instead of running to him like they usually did, they hid. God called out, "Where are you?" Adam replied, "We heard you and hid because we're naked." God asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" Adam said, "Eve gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Eve said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate it." God was very sad. He loved Adam and Eve so much, but they had disobeyed him. God told the serpent, "Because you did this, you will crawl on your belly and eat dust all your life." God told Adam and Eve they would have to leave the garden and their lives would from then be harder. God made clothes for Adam and Eve from animal skins to protect them. Then he sent them out of the Garden of Eden. But friends, that wasn't the end of the story. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, it brought something very sad, separation from God. But here's the amazing part, God had a plan to bring us back to him. That plan is Jesus, God's Son. Through Jesus, we can be close to God again. Isn't that wonderful? Wow, what a story! Adam and Eve had to make a big choice. And it didn't turn out well, did it? But even when they made a bad choice, God still loved them and took care of them. Here's something to think about. Sometimes we make choices that don't follow God's rules. What do you do when that happens? The good news is that God forgives us when we say we're sorry. He always loves us, no matter what. And because of Jesus, We can be close to God forever. Let's try to make good choices every day, obeying God and trusting that He knows what's best for us. Thanks for listening to today's story about Adam and Eve's big decision. Next time, we'll hear about their children, Cain and Abel, and what happens when jealousy enters the picture. It's a story with some important lessons about kindness and forgiveness. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.